Fest Tammuz, 16th of July, Rabbi Avrom Deutsch, one's obligation to remember the destruction of the Holy Temple.
After hearing such yisoides about the mitzvah of Zeichel Lechuvim, we have to now remember what is our chiyuv of 365 days a year. It is unbelievable that Klal Yisrael, after so many generations, we still remember Yidua Klal Yisrael every single year. We sit on the floor, we cry. The goyim don't understand. They should have taken an insurance policy for the Beis Hamikdash. It's their problem. They would have had insurance on the Beis Hamikdash. They wouldn't have to cry for so many years. But we know we do have an insurance policy. The Eivish Tevet Tzrik Bayim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'eish! Asid of Noisa. It's going to come back once again. But in the meantime, we have Dinim. We have Dinim to remember every single day about Zeichel Lechuvim. And that every house that we build, which is our Beis Hamikdash Ma'at, our house that we build, that we live in, it's our Beis Hamikdash Ma'at. Show a Shechina B'neim, a husband and a wife, that's our Beis Hamikdash. But we have to remember in the Beis Hamikdash, we have a Zeich Lechum. We come into our house, we have a Zeich Lechum, we have a Zeich Lechum, we have to have an Amo Al Amo. Some people put a small yarmulke, a small kapel, like a cap you have on a Pepsi bottle. And some people have a nice sized kapel. So to you walk into the house, sometimes you see a Zeich Lechum. It's a Zeich of a Zeich Lechum. Sometimes it's the real Amo Al Amo. Everything is accordingly to what the person feels in his heart. What is he missing here? That maybe Beis Hamikdash itself. But the dinah that we have in the 3 weeks and the dinah that we have in the 9 days are those referring to Taineisim. Like we know, the dinah is brought down in a sefer called Seyde Ayoyim. Seyde Ayoyim was a Kadman. He is the author of Moed Da'ani that we say in the morning, Moed Da'ani Lefanecho, that we in Gantz Kaal Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference from which, wherever we are from, if we're Orthodox or not Orthodox, we all say Moed Da'ani Lefanecho when we wake up in the morning. The Tefillah of Moed Da'ani Lefanecho was founded originally 420 years ago. It wasn't before. I'm wondering what tefillah they said before 420 years ago. 420 years ago, Seyda Yom wrote his sefer. What did we say before Moed Da'ani? If everyone today says Moed Da'ani. So the first thing we mean Da'ani, we said Alakai Neshama. Alakai Neshama we can't really say, because Alakai Neshama you have Shem Hashem. Moed Da'ani Lefanecha, you don't have Shem Hashem. That's the reason why you're allowed to say Moed Da'ani. But Alakai Neshama, you're not allowed to say, according to the Mishnah, according to the Chofetz Chaim. So what are you supposed to do? Very interesting enough, Rabbi Yankiv Emden in his Siddur, or Beis Yankiv, he writes, unbelievable, the Yaivetz, he writes that you're not allowed to say Moed Da'ani Lefanecha in the morning before you wash the Gavasa. You're not allowed, not like the Chofetz Chaim basket. You're not allowed to say, why? Because it is a tefillah, it is about Be'er V'Brocha. Meaning to say that when we wake up in the morning, even we don't say Bocha to Hashem, and we don't use the shame of the Eibishter within Moed Da'ani, you're in any event not allowed to say Moed Da'ani because it's a tefillah and it becomes a matbeah of a tefillah. Dafka like this, this is our nusach that we say. Therefore, you're not allowed to say before Negel Asim. Wash your hands in the But, before Natila Sidayim, according to Chavetz Chaim, that's what Klal Yisrael accepted. As soon as we open our eyes, the first thing is we have to thank Hashem. And the Bikveg writes, why is it so important, the first step, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Zaveach Toidoi Chabdenoni V'Somer Enudarach V'Yesh Elikim. Which means to say, David HaMelech teaches us that if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead us in the ways of Yeshuas, Yesh Elikim, to see Yeshuas in front of us, the first thing is Zaveach Toidoi Chabdenoni. Zaveach Toida means bring a Kabbal Toida. How do we bring a Kabbal Toida? We don't have the Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately. And we don't have the Kabbalists. And if we would have, here in London, not in Eretz Yisrael, so we can't even go into the Harabayas to do what we have to do. How are you supposed to do so? By getting Aliyah L'Torah. Someone who gets Aliyah L'Torah, it's like he's bringing home Torah. And therefore, whenever a person has a chiyuv to say Hagoymel, according to the Chassam Sofer, he should only say it together with Aliyah L'Torah. If he can't, he can't. If it's sold, it's sold. If the Gavah can't sell it to him, we can't give it to him, what could you do? Then you would say it even without. But L'Cham Chila, definitely it's important to say it together with Aliyah L'Torah. Because Aliyah L'Torah, that is the korban, the bima that we have, that is the Mizbeah. And Aliyah L'Torah, that's the Akrove, the Sefer Torah, that is the korban in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all brought down in the Pesukim in the Levush, elaborates on the Inyan. But there are other ways that we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By saying Moedim 3 times a day, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv, 3 times a day, we thank Moedim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that He does for us. Someone who thanks, is Mekayim, Zaveach, Toidah, like a Korban Toidah, because Shemoneh Esrei, that's a Chiyuv. Shemoneh Esrei. Do that like Shemoneh Esrei is a Chiyuv. It's an obligation that we all have. Therefore, the Korban Toidah, the Moedim, is like a Korban Toidah. Because it's done with a certain matbeah, it's done with a certain nusach that Chazal forced us to do and ordered us to do. And therefore, there are many ways to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam is Mechadesh, Moedani lefanecha, Yirotzen lefanecha. Any time of the day that you decide to say, Mitzvah Masoid Ovil Hashem Kol Haaretz, you're Makayim Adin or Korban Toidah. And the Kiveiga brings a marshal. If a guy gives you $100 and you don't say thank you for those $100, he won't give it to you again. Your chances are very slim. But if you say thank you, and you show your appreciation, then he pays Hashem, he will give it again. Zerveach toidech abdenoni. The summer and the dark, we ask the king, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us Yeshua, so we have to thank him. If we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we see Yeshua. Therefore, Moedani, lefanach in the morning, if we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moedani, as soon as we open our eyes, right away to be zeicha for a day of Yeshuas. We want to know how today can we be zeicha for Yeshuas. How can we be HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Hatzlacha today? The first way is to join the Torah way. That's the first way. The second way is, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, to say Maidani, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly. And then that is the days of the Kirei Haftacha, Shteitin Pasuk, Zeveach Toido. It's like being a Kavim Toido, and that day will be a day of Yeshuas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up all the difficulties, and they gave a person the koyach, the strength to override the barriers that day. But regarding to our halach over here, what are we supposed to do? Zok the Heilig Seid Ayoyim, on these days of Tisha B'Av, days of the 3 weeks, what is our obligation? He writes the following. Meat, we are not allowed to eat. And fish, and wine. The Heilig Chassam Sofer, in the 3 weeks, didn't have any fish, any wine, a whole year. Any fish in any wine, not only in the 3 weeks. Why is that so? Zok to Shulchan Aruch Hazeh, Yesh Mishoimer. It's the end of Hilchos Taanis. Yesh Mishoimer, Shagoz Rushiyu Mesanin, B'chol Sheni Mechamishi. Every Monday and Thursday entire year, we are supposed to fast. Every Monday and Thursday. Mesanin, B'sheni Mechamishi. Al Chul Ben Abayis. That we're supposed to fast every Shani, and Mishnah Berurah passes it L'maisa. That we're supposed to fast every Shani B'chamishi. So if you see your friend in Shul that he doesn't have strength today, or on Monday, you know why? It's simply because he's fasting. The Baruch Hashem writes, someone that has to do tshuva on a Aveira, you should make sure also to fast. But we can't fast the whole day. Can we fast the whole day? We can't fast the whole day. We don't have the strength. So to be halacha, you fast to chatzos. Whoever fasts to chatzos is like he fasted the whole day. What time is chatzos today? Not really sure. But you fast to chatzos, to what time is chatzos today? 5 to 1, not the end of the world. We'd be better if it was 5 to 12, but 5 to 1 is also not the end of the world. And that's considered to be like chatzos, it's like a half a day of fasting. Half a day of fasting has a din like fasting the entire day. And Sheni v'chamishi, according to the Shulchan Aruch, a person fasts, Sheni v'chamishi, it's like he fasted. Sheni v'chamishi, it's like the whole day Sheni v'chamishi. It's That is the matvei of the mitzvah of Zeich Lachum. Shulch Moruch Machaber, without any games, more than a Mishnah Mais. How are we supposed to bring ourselves closer to Mechaim the Shulchan Aruch? We can. So the Goyin and the Baal HaTanya. The Goyin and the Baal HaTanya. If a person makes a tiny zdibur, he closes his mouth, he decides I'm not talking for the next few hours, he's Mechaim a mitzvah of tiny zdibur. What is the mitzvah of tiny zdibur? Zog the Goyin, She'ein malachai ha-shores, yichoyinu nishayah. Someone is choysim pim. Someone that keeps his mouth shut, he sees everyone talking in the shul, Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, not in shul, not in London, but like a bunch of other places in the world. And he says, I'm not joining this crowd, Choysim Piv. He reached the highest level that even Malachim can't reach this level. So someone that closes his mouth and uses his Koyah Hashtika, then he will be Zoicha to reach the highest levels, and it's like Zog the Goyin and the Baal HaTanya, like he fasted at that time. Like he fasted at that time. Now let us analyze. Why is it if a person fasts for Chatzos, it's like he fasted the whole day? Why should it be? Fasted the whole day. What's that? What's it? The school in Chatzos, it's like he fasted the whole day. Zon Chazal, because if a person fasts to Chatzos, after Chatzos, it's like Zirek Evel Lachemas, like throwing a stone into an empty barrel. Meaning to say that you don't gain anything out of it. The eating of eat after Chatzos, according to Chazal, it's not considered to be a nutritious food that gives mozoin to the body after Chatzos. Till Chatzos, then we have a mitzvah pashachis, and Baruch Hashem, whoever donates here the donuts outside, it's a gewal de gezach, in the kind of pashachis kedin, even though it would be better to give bagels and lox, okay? But definitely, Pashachis, according to the Rambam, that's what gives the person the koyach. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, anything you learn after you Pashachis, it's a different Torah. Different Torah. The Madreges, the person can reach an understanding Torah after Pashachis, it's a different ballgame. Therefore, till Chatzos, someone that doesn't eat, he basically knocked off the koyach in his body, that afterwards it's considered to be a Zoyre Kevin Lachaymas. Therefore, if someone fasts the Chatzos, he's allowed to say Aleinu. Fasting with Mishnah Berurah Chayotam, he's allowed to say Aleinu. Why? Because he fasted till Chatzos. After Chatzos, go ahead and eat. Someone has difficulties. Somebody has difficulties in a fast. To fast, and you tell him, try to fast till Chatzos. If you can't go, continue. After Chatzos, you didn't. But at least till Chatzos. As I state, Ladino. What happens if somebody, which I would say, myself, and maybe most of us, find it difficult to fast. And not only difficult, which is the whole idea about fasting, but we're not able to, our bodies don't let us fast, the doctors won't let us fast. Maybe, it might be an idea, that we should do a tiny zdibur. Let's do a tiny zdibur, till Chatzos, half day at least, because the whole day, we might be a shayin on a shalom bayis, maybe, but till Chatzos, anyway, out to work, or anyway in shul, learning, so it's not going to trouble the Zasloshim, the Rebbetzin is not going to have so much time. But till Chatzos, let's do a time dibo. Let's close our mouths and not talk. Chatzos people the Shoinoi, and we're Mekayim with the Heilige Goyin and the Heilige Tanya, both right that it's like actually fasting, and every Sheni V'Chamishi, like it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Zeich L'Chuba, let's do the Zeich L'Chuv on a fasting time is Dibu, Sheni V'Chamishi, Til Chatzos. If the Chavetz Chaim says Til Chatzos, Sheni V'Chamishi, it's like fasting all day, that's the idea. So let's do Sheni V'Chamishi, time is Dibu half a day. And no excuses. You got a customer, you have a client, you have a business deal, well, let him wait till after Chatzos. Sheni V'Chamishi, twice a week. And it's like we fasted all day, we can't wait till Zeich L'Chuv, and more than that, the Be'er Lachavetz. And we need kapara for our aveiros. We need kaparas. Every person has aveiros. Ein tzaddik shiyasa toiv leyechto. Every person has aveiros. Even a tzaddik god, the going right, going through Gehenna, even a kadosh Yisrael, a tzaddik will also have to go through some type of level of Gehenna. And all going is about. But due to the fact we do have aveiros, and we need kaparas, so let's accept upon ourselves at least Sheni v'Chamishi, like the Be'alocha writes, we can't fast Sheni v'Chamishi till Chatzos. So at Zutayin is Dibur till Chatzos. Maybe that will help. Teimet Dvayra brings down that someone wants kapara for his Averis. What should he do? So the Teimet Dvayra, he should daven, he should have bizyonis, he should have embarrassment. Someone that davens, he should have embarrassment. That is the biggest kapara. Why? Because a person has embarrassment. When you have bushes, have bizyonis, you're still able to learn Torah. You're still able to daven. But somebody who's knocked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes that he's not, doesn't have now panosa, or he doesn't have now gezunt, he's not healthy. He punishes him money-wise, that he's not able to run his household, that he's not able to learn, and not able to daven. So to tell you, if someone has bushes, he's able to learn, able to daven, and all things are. So therefore, someone should daven, like the Talmud Torah, that we should have bizyonis like this. You have full kapor, full kapor. So the question is, why should we go ahead and do over here? We do need some kaporas for our bizyonis. Let us do a tiny zibur. This shayla was brought to four gedolei hador. Originally, the shayla was brought to Ablezer Shas, Zecheinu Levracha, and he said the following. He doesn't see a reason why the Tanya and the Goyen shouldn't work also as far as time is Dibur for half a day. Meaning to say, even if you don't fast the whole day, just a few hours, choose up as a Tainus. And let us fast till Chatzos. But he said he doesn't want a Paskin, Halacha L'maisa. It was a person who had a factory in New York, and he went out to work every day at 2 o'clock. He didn't go out for too many hours, he came back home, he was already home at 5:36, he was back, but went to his factory every day at 2, and every till 2 o'clock every day he learned in this medrash. And he asked the Blazer Shach, what should I do? Maybe I can fast, do a Tainus Dibur, and like this I'll be able to at least have the maila of fasting every day, maybe Sheni v'Chamishi at least. So Blazer Shach told him, I presume that it's valid, and it could be such a Tainus, but I would like another two Gedolim to agree with me. He went afterwards to Abraham Kanievsky and he went to both of them and he asked them, both of them agreed. And they said, there's no reason why a Tainus Dibur, if right now I'm accepting by myself not to talk A to Z, only Torah and Kedusha, only Tefillah, then it's considered like a Tainus. But afterwards he went to ask Rav Eliashiv, Zechayim and Barachet, and he said, Shem Eliashiv, and Rav Eliashiv told him, there's no such thing. Shvaygen asho, redden asho, being quiet for now and talking for now, there's no such thing. You want to shut up? Be quiet. You want to talk? No. There's no such thing. So he asked him, but it's shteit neshokhonor tuchatzois, according to the Paiskim, you'll have it fast. And it is considered to be like a Tainus. After Chatzos, it's Kaseira Kevin Lachoimas. It's like throwing a stone in a barrel. Anything else, it's like nothing. It's not like eating at all. If you talk after Chatzos, Achmana, that's not what your Dibu can do, what your talking can do. But a guy can talk after Chatzos, he can mess up his own way completely. But what you eat after Chatzos, it's not considered to be eating according to Chazal. But according to Gimel Gedolei Hador, that there is a musig of fasting half a day as far as talking is concerned. But my question is, which that is the whole child over here, what should be the difference between eating and talking? We know that every tainus is best to accept upon himself a day before. If someone doesn't accept upon himself the tainus a day before, it's considered to be like he didn't fast at all. There's no tainus. Meaning to say, if I decide today is Thursday, and I hear a shiur that they brought me to fast for Sheni v'Chamishi, and I actually didn't manage to have coffee and cake outside yet, and I'm here, so why should I start fasting now to the end of the day? Or fasting now, at least till Chatzos? And it should be valid, the tainus. Don't chazal ne. A tainus that you weren't recovering yourself the day before, ain't a tainus, an ishkan tainus bachla. Why is it a tainus? You're doing your act of not fasting, of not eating. Ozon chazal ne, in order for me to show that I'm actually doing a kumva essay, not a sheva al tas, I'm actually doing a kumva essay, I have to accept upon myself the tainis yesterday. Whoever doesn't accept upon himself the tainis yesterday, shum davar, gorosh. There's a massive, awesome chasam sofer, that the chasam sofer is mechadish, a chidush agleiv ha-shamayim, according to this din, that whoever doesn't accept upon himself Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and says, Areini Shoivis L'Shem Shmiras HaShabbos, it's considered to be Le'osa Klom, he didn't do anything on Shabbos. It's not considered to be as the mitzvah of Shmiras Shabbos. Shmiras Shabbos is only if you accept upon yourself Erev Shabbos, that I want to do an act of keeping Shabbos. Otherwise, it's like I stopped all Shabbos. And how about Batlonim Ikibeshuki? There are many Batlonim in the Shuki. There are many Batlonim out there in the market. And what do? They sleep a whole Shabbos. So did they actually keep Shabbos? They didn't do anything. Did they work Machabo Shabbos? Or did they keep Shabbos? Shmira Shabbos, someone is on the Shabbos, Lasa says Shabbos. Lasa Shabbos, Shabbos means to make the Shabbos, create the Shabbos. How do we create it? By accepting upon ourselves Erev Shabbos, that we want to keep the Shabbos. So therefore, if we don't accept upon ourselves, then we're not showing that our not doing anything is not really an action. It's not a conversation. It's a Shem Al-Tasa. So too, Zaklach Sam Soifer, we learn it to Tanesim. Tanesim, the Raya for Tanesim is that if a person doesn't eat, doesn't mean that he's actually fasting. Fasting means not to eat because I accepted upon myself not to eat. Not to eat because I don't want to eat, not eat because I have truly kavanah that I want to mekayim atainis, won't help. Unless I'm kaveya the day before, that tomorrow will be a day of tainis. Therefore, how should a person accept upon himself regarding to talking that tomorrow I'm not going to talk from the nates, or from alayis hashachar, till chatzos? Regarding to eating, I can understand. But regarding to talking, how do you have a Kabbalah's time is regarding to talking? How does that work? How do you understand it? Be frustrated with us. So I don't really understand it, and that, maybe that could be the reason why Abu Yashar felt that it's a different ballgame, it's a different world. Tanesim of fasting and Tanesim of not talking is two different parashas. Therefore, Tanesim, as long as it's a time, it's a true time, you're actually doing something. You're not eating, but not talking. Unless you don't actually talk a whole day, then you can be kind of mitzvah of time is dibel chatzayim. And it would be an afkemine kapei tanesim as far as a person that's mekabel upon himself too fast, shein lachamishi. And he doesn't, he's not able to, after a year or two, he's not able to anymore, after a few months, not able to anymore. Should he at that moment at least do a time is dibel or no? I missed the ball game, I can't, the doctor does not anymore, I can't. According to the three Gedoy La'ador, he's allowed to. It's considered like Tanesim, because at least he has the Tainis Dibur. But according to Rav Yashiv, no way. There's no such thing as a half a day to talk, half a day not to talk. A Tainis, we found such a thing, but otherwise we don't find. One of the greatest dinim that there are is a mitzvah of mekabeling yourself from the Laila, from the night. From the night we have a mitzvah to mekabel ourselves all the dinim regarding to the Zeich L'Chuvim. By day, it's possible that we have chiyuvim. But by night, Zeich HaLechubim Na'ah applied the halachas also by night. All the Tanaisim, if somebody wants to mekabel himself upon himself by night, the dinim of by day, it's al nefesh yachmir alatzwe. This is the loshon of the shayitzin. If whoever could, by night, do all the inuyim of Tisha B'Av also by night, all the Tanaisim, as a mind of al nefesh yachmir alatzwe. But Tisha B'Av, you really have to from the night. Shtelz of the Shaila Rabbi Yisai. We know that Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash your hands above your nachas. Not allowed to wash your hands. Why? Because it's considered to be a tainug if you wash your entire hand. But every day, entire year, we have to wash our hands to complete that entire hand. If we don't wash the entire hand, it's not considered to be a Netilas Yadayim. It's not considered to be a Netilas Yadayim. It's a big machlokes in the morning when we wash Netilas Yadayim, how many times we have to wash. According to Parshat Shulchan Aruch or Gan Avraham, we wash our hands six times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But according to the Goyim, you have to wash 8 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8 is to take off the tumah, noch hanetila of the 6 times. I want to say a chiddush, according to the Vilna Goyim, We know by Levayas, we go to Levaya, unfortunately. Achman and Sam, we go to Levaya. By the mitzvah of Levui, mitzvah Levui is a gewaltige mitzvah. And you go to Levaya, and after Levaya, we have to wash our hands. So if you notice that people take the cup and they turn it around. Why do you take the cup and turn it around? Because it has something to do with the tumah of the netila. It's a tumah of Levaya. So we turn over the cup and we don't take the cup sitting straight. I would want to say, let us wash like the goyim. Wash one time, two times, three times. Let's wash eight times. We took off the tumah of the last time. If we wash again another time, it's like washing stamp. If we take this cup and wash stamp, do we have to turn it around? Not from a Levi, you don't have to turn it around. So why shouldn't we go ahead, take the cup, wash however many times we have to wash after Levi, and then wash again, and then take the regular cup. It's not Tochim, it's Gevalim. And why shouldn't that help as far as Netila? It's a Pashat Hashayim. So ask Gedoy Legoinim. They agreed with me regarding to this halacha, just like we find the Netila Sidayim, that a person is allowed to wash his hands. And if a person washes his hands with a whole revius more, it's not considered to be even that he wiped his hands, the Loshana Mechaber, the Loshana Ramogan Avom, and Hilchas and Tira Sidayim, so too, when a person is after Levi, could very well be, you have to ask your Rabbanim, but could very well be that if he washes his hands again, it's not considered a complete Netila. And therefore, it would help after Levaya too. But my question is, how can it be that a person can accept upon himself a whole year by Taneisim, even by night, on other Taneisim, other than Tisha B'Av, not to wash his complete hand? It's a Chumra Shanasa Kula. If he has a Chiv to wash his whole hand, how can you wash a half a hand? How can I accept upon myself, I want to fast tomorrow, therefore, by night already I'm only going to wash half my hand? Why should you be considered to be allowed to do such a thing? You're doing a chumrah that you're accepting upon yourself all the chiyuvim of Tisha B'Av, but at the same time, you're only washing half a hand. So it's a chumrah, shanasa kula. What should be the answer? Shtaka shayla, eh? Shtaka shayla. I asked Rabbi Yashar the shayla, and I'm not sure the exact shuvah, but what I understood in any event was that due to the fact this is the etzem atakone, that now you're allowed to accept upon yourself the chiyuv medinim of tomorrow. Therefore, right now, it's like considered to be, I have actually the mitzvah of doing just a half a hand. Meaning to say, we are allowed to accept upon ourselves the chiyuvim of tomorrow, the ikke chiyuvim, the ikke mitzvah. We're allowed to accept upon ourselves, like Chazal told us right now, not to wash our complete hand. That is the koyach of Kabbalah's times. But anything we do according to the halacha, anything we do a whole entire year, if it's referring to our wife's jewelry, the halacha is we're not allowed to let our wife put on all her jewelry. If your wife has three pieces, she's not allowed to put on all three. She has 25, she's not put on all 25. You always have to leave out some jewelry, but she's not allowed to go to a simcha with all of her jewelry. Why? Zeichel l'chuvah. So too, we have our simchas. There's different dinim and different halachas that we all know that we're not like having bishlei musa. Anything we do, don't do bishlei musa. Zok the raivet. If somebody wants, we do eat well. We do eat basa, we do eat yam. We're not like the chsam saifa. What should we do? And we do it. If we do, with everything we do, we also keep amo al amo. Meaning to say, we separate a little bit, we're not going to complete the entire steak. We're not going to complete the entire, all the sudas, and all the different delicious things on the table, we leave something over, that is Zeichel HaChurban. That's what the Rabbi brings down. So a whole entire year we can actually be Mekai in the midst of Zeichel HaChurban, and with the Zeichel HaChurban is a Deilig HaChsam Sofer, that we know, Kol Masam Rishon, Zeichel HaRoi B'Simchosoi. What do you mean Zeichel HaRoi B'Simchosoi? Zeichel HaChsam Sofer. That if a person is Mesabel, right now he will see the Yeshua, right now he will see the Simcha. By Avelus, we know that we have Avelus of one day, Oinon, 3 days of Chia, 7 days of Avelus, 30 days of Avelus, and then a year. But here, Tisha B'Av works fakert. We have first 3 weeks, then we have 9 days, then we have 1 day. Why it doesn't work backwards? Avelus, you always find it works backwards. Where we have 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, and then the Shana we say Kaddish. How? Here we have 3 weeks, 9 days, and 1 day. Aber auf jeden Fall ist es sehr geschmack. We're going down and down. And we believe that truly we will soon see the ultimate Yeshua, Beis HaMikdash, if we make in the midst of Zeichel Chubim, we'll all see the color of Binyan Tzion, when the Chomes Yerushalayim, Ke'ayim Ba'an Yiru, Veshuv HaShem Tzion, Omein V'Omein.